What is going on? How's your week? Gosh, I am getting ready to host the second Dream 10 retreat with my annual advisory clients. I'm so excited to be in person. You'll definitely want to catch stories and see what we're doing over the next weekend or so. So we're about a week out when you're listening to this. And I'm so excited to just share those conversations, but also bring some of those conversations back here to the podcast. And of course, inside of Supported Salon Owner, the conversations that I am privy to and that I get to help hold and hold space for sometimes are the simplest of conversations, but they change businesses in the biggest ways. Sometimes it's the smallest shift that actually will transform a business, and not necessarily just in revenue, but in how it feels and how it is to hold all of that for your staff and for yourself and how that impacts your life. And so if you have been on the fence about Supported Salon Owner, I want you to know, and this is part of what I will be sharing at Annual Advisory, but also Supported Salon Owner gets it included, and that is this month's masterclass, which is called Visibility Tenfold, and it is included in SSO, but also you can totally check it out and just join the masterclass. But the thing that I want to tell you is that so many of you have taken Visibility, my masterclass from 2023, and had amazing results. And we are diving in to like the next level. So with Visibility Tenfold, we are going to just like amplify and elevate the entire system that lives off of social that helps to grow your beauty business. So wanted to tell you all of those things and also just check in and remind you that my DMs are always open. I'm seriously here for you. I'm on TikTok a little bit, and on TikTok I've been kind of doing like this series Lexi help kind of thing. And literally anything you need help with, if you send me a DM on TikTok or on Instagram, I will happily answer you, of course, in the DM, but also like kind of elaborate and go into some more deep coaching over inside of the actual content that I put out on those platforms. So wanted to tell you that. And today we are going to talk about confidence and imposter syndrome. So without further ado, let's get on with it. What's up and welcome to the 10 Minute Beauty Business Podcast. I'm Lexi Lomax, your host, salon business coach, and mentor. I'm a salon owner of 17 years, and I am here to share with you my experiences and expertise, my failures and successes, so that you can have fast, effective biz solutions in the salon. Each week, I will bring you inspiring and actionable conversations to help you meet your goals. The 10 Minute Beauty Business Podcast is here to serve you. Now let's get to it. So often, people will come to me and they'll be like, I just don't know what to do next, or I just don't think I can do that. And I think that what we used to call lack of confidence or, not having confidence is now actually called imposter syndrome. I think it's basically one and the same. And of course there's differences between the two, but they are very, very similar when it comes to how we use them when we're talking about our business. And a lot of people struggle with feeling like they don't belong or they aren't good enough, or it holds, but ultimately, like, those feelings hold them back from reaching their full potential in business. And so it's really common, but it's also essential to overcome this. And I'm going to share with you some practical steps to do just that. So basically, if you look at like a definition of imposter syndrome, it's a psychological pattern where people just doubt their accomplishments. Like, they don't think they have what it takes or that they've done the work to reap the reward. It's very similar to when you don't have the confidence to think that you can do the thing, right? It's to me, they come from the same place, and they come from fear, fear of the unknown and fear of what if I fail, and maybe a persistent fear of being exposed, that like you don't know what you're doing. And frankly, like, newsflash, nobody does. So to me, that's like not a big deal. That's an even playing field. And I think that the worst part about this is that it manifests sometimes as us feeling like you don't deserve the success, right? Like when you're comparing yourself to other people or thinking about like any achievements you have had as luck rather than like you did the work to get there. And I know that actually on social media, something like a good movement is that people are saying that luck has not a lot to do with their success. And so I think that's like, you know, there's a lot of things that happen on social, but that's one that I kind of like. But people stay in imposter syndrome because they're afraid to fail. And so then they just don't do it, right? So you would stay in imposter syndrome because you're afraid you're going to fail if you try. But if you don't try, then you're not disappointing yourself or anyone else. And that's safe, right? Like our body and our nervous system wants to keep us safe. And so that's where we choose to live sometimes. But that is really holding you back from potential in your business. And it's such a bummer when I work with people and it's like, oh, like you have so much in you, but like that, the reason that I wanted to bring this to the podcast today is because it's not something that like I can business coach you out of. Like I can share this information, but you have to do that work. Like this is not something a business coach, I can guide you and cheer you on, but it's like, this is the thing about, and we talk about this a lot here on the podcast, but truly like being a great entrepreneur has much less to do with the strategy and the tactics and the overall like plan and the thing that you're doing. Yes, those things are incredibly important and make your life so much easier, but really it comes down to how well you self-lead. It comes down to how well you can take care of yourself in order to be able to lead others, to grow a business, to believe in yourself, to be able to take that risk. And so we're going to talk about how we're going to move past this in just a second. But people stay in this imposter syndrome like way too often. I see it where I'm like, man, you're still in the same spot like a year later. Like what is that? If you have not read the book, The Big Leap, and if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know I love this book. But this is the book you need to read if you're resonating with this at all. People stay here in this and they self-sabotage because of perfectionism. And really, perfectionism is like a elevated form of procrastination, in my opinion, because you're like, I'm like trying to do it perfect. I'm just going to do it perfect. So you set like an unrealistic standard and then like you never do it. When I first started doing this business, I really was living in this. I was afraid to fail, and it was still pretty new. I mean, this is year 5, I think, of me being a business coach, and I really felt like, oof, these people that, you know, they were all old men in suits. There were very few. Like now, there's so many more. But there were not people like me. I was still pretty young. Like and I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna make these videos, and I'm gonna make this course, and I'm gonna do this thing, and da da da. And I literally lived in like destination procrastination, being a perfectionist. So silly. I go back and shake myself. But you know what? You got to get through it in order to be able to share these things, right? And I'm telling you, like, that is the worst one because you're like, I'm an overachiever. I'm doing great. Well, I'm doing this. And it's like, what are you doing, though? Like, where's the finished product? Done is better than perfect. Comparison is terrible. We already know that, right? But like it's especially on social, it reinforces feelings of inadequacy and literally perpetuates the lack of confidence and imposter syndrome. So it's a really, and that's tough because we live on the internet, so much of our businesses and our lives, right? And then negative self-talk, which, you know, like that's something you just have to decide to stop, I think, but also it plays a huge role in people engaging in self-criticism and negative thinking patterns, which hold you exactly where you are because you'll stop yourself. You know, I mean, it's like, it's literally that, you know, science experiment where somebody says nice things to the plant and then there's the exact same plant and they say nasty things like to it, you know? I mean, like the plant that gets loved on and spoken nicely to, it thrives, right? Like the same thing happens in our brain. So we have to overcome imposter syndrome because literally like it's how you unlock your true potential. So you're going to boost your confidence, right? Like if you can get over this, your confidence is going to go through the roof and you will begin to take calculated and safe risks in business, but you'll do things that you wouldn't do. You'll try new things, you'll innovate, and you'll get that growth, right? Like you can move out of your comfort zone and actually like do what you want to do. So how on earth are you supposed to overcome imposter syndrome or lack of confidence? So the first thing that I always suggest people do, and this is also something that like maybe you don't struggle with this, but what about your team members? What about people who literally don't have the skills or the time in, the experience, but like they got to show up and do the client. They got to show up and get on stories and speak to their guest. So, I mean, we all have gone through this and we go through bouts of it too. Like, I mean, even today I was doing a V-Light service on a client I've had for years that I see every 3 weeks. I love her to the moon. She's moving to Spokane Valley. So somebody tell me that you work there and that I can send my sweet jam to you. I need somebody like she's willing to drive 30 minutes, whatever Spokane Valley means. If you're there, you need to tell me. But anyways, I was doing the V light service on her and she was the very first like client other than the doll head, that I did the service on. And I was like, I said, you know, Jan, I don't know how this is going to go. And I could feel myself like literally losing confidence that it wasn't going to go well. And you know what happens, right? Like I'm a golfer. So when you think about that shot, this is like seriously the best business analogy I think I've ever had in my life. When you're playing golf, if you like take your backswing and you're like, oh, it doesn't feel good. And then you're like, oh, okay, I don't know, whatever. Even before you set up to hit the ball, you like all these things go through your mind. So like really good golfers actually like quiet their mind. So there's no noise. Like you can literally like you don't hear anything. That's why it's like, I don't know, the worst and dumbest and hardest game ever that I actually love. But, and then you go to hit the ball and it will be whatever you thought it was going to be. If you're like, I think this is going to be a great shot and you quiet your mind and you get set up and you do the thing, your body takes over and it happens. The same thing happens if you go back and you're like, oh, I lost it. Or like if you, for me with like ADD brain, I like would see things like in my peripheral vision and then the trajectory of the whole shot would be off. And if you don't play golf, you're like, who cares, Lexi? But if you've ever tried to hit a golf ball, you understand. The thing about this, though, it's the same thing when you're doing business and when you're doing the thing. So I was like, uh-oh, okay, I'm doing this V-Light. I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm like, nope, Lexi, take stock of your achievements. I know how to do extensions. I know how to do all different methods of extensions. I have been a hairdresser for freaking ever, it feels like, and I've owned my salon for almost 18 years. I know what I'm doing. This is just a new technique. I've practiced. I've watched the videos. I did the thing. Like, we're good to go. But I had to stop and take stock of my accomplishments, skills, and experiences. I had to literally look at, like, I've done these things. I recognize that I've earned the success through work, dedication, experience, time in, whatever it is. But like, that's the thing you do. So if you have staff that is struggling with this, or you can see that they're lacking confidence, they need to have a journal. They need to have like a little go me journal, like a hype girl journal. And for my current assistants, every day that we work together, I have them give me an aha, like something that they learned that they were like, whoa, that was good to know. Like, I didn't know that. Or like, oh, I wouldn't have done that. Or like, it's an aha, right? You know what that is. And then I also have them tell me one thing that they did well. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. Sometimes they're like, I made your client the best iced coffee. She drank the whole thing, right? Like, and that's fine too. But like when every day that, and especially on days where they take clients and we're now to that point of the year where they're doing that, yay, go everybody. You know, it's just, it's that confidence tracking that helps build that muscle. I think I have previous episodes all about confidence, but I want to sing that song, but I'll spare you. but it's, There are plenty all about confidence. So go back and check that out. But really, like, you have to acknowledge your achievements and track them. And then also challenge your negative thoughts. Like, just if you have negative self-talk, literally replace it with a positive affirmation or something that like knocks that down. So for me, I can't remember. I don't know. Like, I can't do that probably with something that I said, or like, I'm not good enough. But back when I was starting this business, can you imagine if I didn't do that? All of the people I wouldn't have helped, and the way that this business has also transformed my life and opened opportunities for me. But just like, I would be so sad if I didn't do that. But what something, you know, I would say like, I can't do that, or I'm not ready yet. And I would say, that's not true. That's not true. Also, sometimes when this isn't really imposter syndrome, but you've heard me say this here many a times before, it's like, if I get stressed or if there's a situation well outside my control, I will come back and say, okay, do I care about this a year from now? And if the answer is no, then it's not worth my time right now. And if the answer is yes, then I go, okay, well, let's see. But you know what? You barely ever care about the thing that stresses you out, even next week. It rarely has that sort of impact on your business or your life. And so like those kind of mantras are just like challenging those negative thoughts that you have, or those energy eaters. Like, that is such a huge part of what you can do in order to combat all of this lack of confidence and imposter syndrome in business. Additionally, I love realistic goals. I love to have literal plans. Like, break everything down into manageable steps. Celebrate freaking everything along the way. Build momentum, build confidence, keep freaking going. All right, another thing that you can do to overcome imposter syndrome or lack of confidence in business is to literally get support. Like, literally have help. Surround yourself with supportive people who believe in your abilities, and also they're not too close to it. So like, they just don't let you like see those things. Like, they don't let you go there. They're like, you're crazy. Like, you're amazing. What do you mean? Like, you need to have that support. Even as someone who is, I consider myself confident, and I don't live in imposter syndrome very often, but I will say there are days, like, I think sometimes I have the opposite problem where I think I can do everything, and then I end up learning how to code a web page at 3 o'clock in the morning because I get like too engrossed in it. And then I have to apologize to Kate because she's gonna kill me. And Kate is my newest team member and like literally goddess of LL Inc. Because I couldn't figure out how to uncode it. Literally, can I tell you? I didn't even tell you guys about all the crazy stuff we've had happen on the back end. It was a wild month. But you know what I mean? Like, there are, I consider myself a fairly confident and not an imposter person very often, but I mean, it happens to all of us, like all the time, and depending on hormones and life and just stuff, right? I work with a mentor because she helps me, and Michelle is my coach, and I love Michelle, and I also work with a therapist on a regular basis, and I have support. Because as a business owner, it's so necessary. You cannot do it alone. Or you can do it alone. That's not true. You totally can do it alone. It's just hard and lonely. And like, your husband doesn't want to hear you ask him one more time what he thinks you should do. Like, he doesn't. He wants you to say, ask Lexi. What did Lexi say? I love it when my clients say, oh my gosh, I was talking to my husband and I started to ask him and he just said, well, what did Lexi say? And I'm like, heck yes. Now, give your husband a break, come ask me, and then spend your time with your husband doing things you guys like to do, like talking about cooler stuff, like life. So the other thing that honestly is most important here is to look at failure is learning. I say it all the time. You've got to shift your mindset and fail forward. It's like, whatever. It's an opportunity to improve and iterate again. And also just be like so kind to yourself. Like, give yourself so much grace. Like, come on, right? Give yourself the same compassion that you would give to a friend. At the end of the day, this is such a common thing in business, and I just kept hearing it over and over and over again. And it's just, it bums me out because it's so avoidable if we just slow down and actually like deal with the things that are coming up for us. And I know that this is a much deeper topic than this surface level that you're getting here, but I think... this is still a conversation that could shift your business. This is a conversation that could absolutely help you understand that it's a common hurdle and it's not insurmountable. It's not like something you can't get past, but you do have to understand its roots, look at the impact it's having on your life and your business, and then take proactive steps to, frankly, just freaking get over it and move past it. And I just say, I'm not a match for it. Like, I don't have time for that. Like, I'm either going to fail and move forward, or I'm going to move forward and it's going to be epic. And what's the difference? Because I'm still moving forward. Like, the time is going to pass anyways. I'm not messing around and wasting my time. And ultimately, like, I want to hit my dream 10. I want to achieve my goals, and I want to do it in a way that feels really good for me. And so the thing that I want to leave you with today is that I want you to really, like, I just want you to take, like, the biggest deep breath. We've been practicing breathing with Camille, and it is just, it's really cute. It's really fun. We smell the roses, because that's what Miss Rachel said to do, and then blow out the candles. Really, really. I mean, it's pretty cute. But anyways, take a giant deep breath. Seriously. It feels so good. And when you let go of this crap that's holding you back, whatever it is, imposter syndrome, like, and I don't think it's holding you back entirely. Like, I think it's just like it creeps up and makes you slower than you need to be, right? Like, I don't think it has a grip and a hold on you. Otherwise, you're probably not listening to my podcast because I just move too quick. But I think that we all go through this in various stages and feelings, and it's normal. And so whatever it is, whatever that thing is that you need to work through, like, let it out. When I used to, I hope one day I get to go back to spin. And I just, like, really crave that dark room and those bright lights and that pounding music. But it's just not in this season of pregnancy for me an option. But she used to say, inhale all of the good and exhale all the bullshit. And, like, that's what you have to do. And you're not a match for whatever it is that's holding you back, right? Like, take it in and let the rest freaking go, because it's not serving you. You don't have time for it either. You don't. I think I'll stop right there. Leave it right there. I hope you have the very best week, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I love creating them each week and connecting with you after you listen on Instagram. I really love it when you tag me and share the episode to your stories. It's twofold. It lets me know that you're podcast people, so then I can go and do a little friendly stalk and drop a love bomb over on your page. And also, it shares the show to your followers and your friends and fellow hairdressers, which I totally appreciate, because this is a free show and it's difficult to grow the podcast without your help. So thank you much for that. I'll see you on stories and right back here next week.